Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 14th of September 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. 23 new cases. That's 242 active cases of COVID-19 on the island, including 7 in Nobles, none of which is in ICU. So will 12 to 15-year-olds be getting the jab on the island? Would-be MHK's views on the Ramsey Marina. The Bay Queen is coming down. Cavs representing Isle of Man at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And Keys candidate Luke Walker on tonight at the end of another flume-free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of May, William King.
Faster Mai, the number of active COVID-19 cases has risen by 23 since the latest update. There are currently 242 active cases on the island, with 7 in hospital. Work to demolish a former hotel on Port St Mary Promenade could get underway later this month. The footpath and parking surrounding the Bay Queen will be suspended for demolition and reconstruction work from next Monday. A union which represents school leaders on the Isle of Man has set out its want list ahead of a new government administration. This week, the NAHT has organised a series of education-focused hustings with candidates standing in the House of Keys general election. In international news, we're told there's no definitive point for when a winter Plan B for dealing with coronavirus would be introduced in England. The government there has outlined details of a potential return to mandatory face masks and working from home if cases surge in the coming months. From next week in the UK, over 50s and frontline health and care workers will be invited for a third booster vaccine. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister and Chris Whitty have criticised rapper Nicki Minaj, who shared an unsubstantiated claim on social media of a man becoming impotent after his jabs. And as Manchester United take on Young Boys in the Champions League, Cristiano Ronaldo will match the all-time appearance record in the competition. This evening marks his 177th game in the tournament. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham, at iomegs.online. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Garamaya, thank you, William. No warnings from the Ronalds Way Met Office out at sea. Everything's fine and a much better end to the day than it was a start. Evening sunshine, alert variable breeze. Overnight minimum 12 Celsius for Wednesday. Tomorrow, Chacraine, dry and bright with a light breeze. Daytime maximum 18 degrees. After dark, cloud will increase, some rain arriving by early morning overnight, down to 11 Celsius. And Friday, Jehenia, dry with sunny intervals, a light south or southwest wind turning northwesterly and up to 17 degrees. The three-day weather from Manx Radio. High water is in about 15 minutes' time at 10 to 6 this evening. Sunset's 22 minutes to 8, low water 13 minutes after midnight, high water's 23 minutes to 7, sunrise 10 to 7.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The number of active COVID-19 cases has risen by 23 since the last update. William is back with the detail.
There are currently 242 active cases on the island, of which 7 are in hospital. Nobody is in intensive care. Government's COVID-19 dashboard shows 21 new cases have been identified in 24 hours, of which 8 are pending investigation. 288 people are awaiting test results and 165 are booked in for testing tomorrow. In Chester Street, 120 shots of the Moderna vaccine have been administered today. They were all second doses. 108 of them went to 17 to 49-year-olds, 9 were aged 50 to 64, and 3 were in the 65 to 79 age bracket. 98 people have an appointment for a vaccine in the next 7 days.
Children on the Isle of Man are still waiting to find out if they'll be offered the COVID-19 vaccine. One dose of the jab will be given to healthy youngsters aged between 12 and 15 after a decision by the UK's chief medical officers. It's despite the JCVI saying there wasn't enough benefit to warrant it on health grounds alone. Now, the Manx government has yet to confirm its following suit, but here's Dr. Henrietta Ewart, Director of Public Health.
Clearly, JCVI is an internationally recognised body of experts, and we have no expertise on Ireland that could directly challenge their assessment, analysis and conclusions, and we certainly wouldn't expect to do that. JCVI has been very clear about the parameters within which their decision has been made, which is, to put it in a nutshell, looking at the medical evidence. Now, there are wider issues that can be taken into account in a decision, which might be about economics or educational benefit, those kind of things, which JCVI is very clear are not within its remit. So those are the kind of wider things that the chief medical officers will be taking into consideration. And so their assessment will be wider in that respect than JCVI's, but they certainly will not be challenging the expertise and competence on the vaccine and clinical side of things that JCVI will have covered.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Mark Cavendish will represent Team Isle of Man at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. He's one of the 12 Tier 1 athletes confirmed for the Manx squad, which will eventually be 30 strong. The chef de mission, Erica Bellhouse.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. We are delighted that he's committed to riding for the Isle of Man. Obviously works well. He was also named yesterday in the GB team for the World Championship. So that is the calibre that we're dealing with. And obviously he's just had a fantastic 2021. So we're really, really proud that he will fly the Manx flag in Birmingham for us.
How many disciplines are you hoping to be involved in at the Games?
It would be great to say that we will have athletes across all 10 sports. We've got 10 sports that are eligible to send athletes. The reality is different sports have coped differently with COVID, the restrictions that they've put in place. Part of our selection is to allow for that. So yes, we've selected 12 Tier 1 athletes, but we're trying to make that balance so that as many possible athletes have as long as possible. So the selection process will run right up until next March. So we're really hoping that all of the sports manage to get their athletes with qualification standards and get as many athletes as we possibly can to the Games.
At the moment, where do you sort of hope or expect the Isle of Man to possibly excel in the Games?
Well, I think looking at that Tier 1 selection and not wanting to be biased to any sport, cycling is very strong. It has been for a number of years on the Isle of Man, and 8 out of the 12 Tier 1 athletes have come from cycling. So we would hope that cycling would really excel at the Games. That said, we're really pleased that we've managed to get 2 swimmers, 2 athletes at Tier 1. And there are a number of other sports with either some really, really strong developing athletes and a lot of other athletes to come. So I don't know, it could come from anywhere. But on paper at the moment, I think cycling's probably the one to keep your eye on.
22 minutes before 6. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. This is Update, and a landmark building in Port St Mary could be demolished later this month. William King.
The Bay Queen Hotel, which overlooks Chapel Beach in Port St Mary, was originally built in the 1920s. It closed in 1994 and has been derelict ever since. In 2007, Hartford Homes bought the site for £4 million. Plans were submitted in 2018, which showed 2 blocks of 45 apartments. They were revised in 2019 and again at the start of this year, now showing 23 apartments. The Hartford Homes website describes the redevelopment as comprising 2, 3 and 4 bed luxury apartments, all with balconies and underground parking. The apartments will be set over 5 stories, with an in-house concierge and possible restaurant on the ground floor. Work to demolish the existing structure could get underway later this month. The footpath and parking surrounding the Bay Queen will be suspended for demolition and reconstruction work from next Monday until March next year.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 11 minutes past two this afternoon. She's just nosing away into the inner part of Douglas Bay at the moment. She'll be on the link span in the next 20 minutes and departing this evening at 7.45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30, departing overnight 2.15, back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 12 minutes to 3 this afternoon. She's currently in the Mersey at the moment, ready to tie up on the link span there. She'll be departing at 7.15 this evening, arriving back to Douglas at 10 o'clock tonight. The next high-speed craft Mananan departure will be tomorrow afternoon's 3 o'clock to Liverpool.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Plans for a marina in Ramsey have become a key election issue. Eight people are vying for two seats in the House of Keys at next week's general election. Dr. Alex Allenson, Robert Cowell, Liberal Vannon's Laurie Hooper, Jonathan Kinraid, Simon Mann, Luke Parker, Leonard Singer and Erica Spencer are all standing, and they gave their views on proposals for the marina at last night's Manx Radio debate.
Well, I've been against that scheme from 2019. It had crazy written all over it then, and it's still got crazy written all over it.
Something where we can have more freshwater activities, where we can have huts and people can come and hire boards, which will bring more people from around the island to Ramsey.
When this came, it re-emerged, there was no opposition to it at all. Our MHKs didn't stand up and say, we oppose it. I was the first one to stand up and say, I will stand for election, and I am totally opposed.
It has to be commercially viable, self-sustaining financially. It doesn't need to be a derelict boat park. And then, lo and behold, well, from the boats that are parked there paying for it, it ends up as us taxpayers paying for people to park their boats.
I really don't see how this will ever get off the ground. And if they did want to actually advance this, to actually give a lease would have to go before Timwald. So I think we're arguing about something which I genuinely do not think will happen.
There's no debate, in my opinion, that marina does redevelop the town. So we've seen Peel.
With Peel.
Peel has worked. Douglas Quayside, very nice too. It has worked, okay? So Ramsey needs redevelopment.
In terms of will there be anything on the South Beach, the answer to that is absolutely no. It can't be. Not just because I think the people of Ramsey are opposed to it, but because it is a designated and protected marine nature reserve.
Investment into the town, the quayside, the harbour, and some sort of interface to the freshwater activities, well, seawater activities in the lake, in the Murrick Lake. Yeah, I'd be absolutely on board with looking at it.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 18 minutes before six. Plane maker Boeing says it expects it'll take 2.5 more years for global aviation to return to pre-pandemic levels. A Boeing boss says the industry should recover to 2019 levels of traffic by early 2024 and reckons domestic flying would be at the forefront of any recovery. Long-haul international routes will take longer to recover because of government restrictions. Boeing wants state intervention to be eased to enable recovery by releasing pent-up demand in the marketplace. Last year, passenger numbers fell by 60% to 1.8 billion, and the industry lost $126 billion, according to the International Air Transport Association. 2020, says IATA, was the worst year on record.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets pulled back as global investors digested inflation data from America. US stocks turned lower as traders digested a new print on consumer inflation, which showed a slightly slower increase in prices last month. Oil price flat on signs another storm could affect output in Texas, even as the American industry struggles to return to production after Hurricane Ida wreaked havoc in the Gulf Coast. Gold priced higher. In corporate news, JD Sports Fashion was a standout gainer after it reported record first half results. Trainline lost steam despite predicting a return to profit for the first half of the year, as ticket sales recovered from the damage inflicted early in the pandemic. And the numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down 0.5% at 7,034. The DAX in Frankfurt up slightly, just over 0.1% at 15,722. In New York City, currently the trading day rolls on. Dow Jones Industrials down 0.5% at 34,685. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up just 0.8%, but it's up 15,118. and the S&P 500 in Chicago down just over a tenth of a percent at 4,461. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 US 38.4, €1 17.1, and 19 South African rand 79.3. And finally, in commodities, gold up almost 0.75% at $1,806 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down slightly 0.02% at $73.60.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:45 on Manx Radio. And talking of the general election, almost 5,000 more people are registered to vote in next week's general election than were in 2016. That's roughly the electorate of an individual constituency. William King.
Across the island's 12 constituencies, 64,744 people will be able to cast a vote on the 23rd of September. In 2016, that number stood at 59,963. Nearly 500 new voters have registered since July. The constituency with the most registered electors is Glenfarne and Peel, the same as 5 years ago. There are 6,380 people who can vote there, a rise of 494 on 2016. Douglas North has replaced Douglas East as the constituency with the smallest electorate. These figures in full are at manxradio.com. 65 people are vying for the 24 seats in the House of Keys, and the island will decide who'll be sitting in them next Thursday.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Douglas suffered a heavy defeat in their latest game in North One West of the English Club Championships last weekend. The Manx side went down 48-7 to Penrith at Winters Park in Cumbria on Saturday. It means back-to-back defeats for the Ireland side after they narrowly lost to Vale of Lune in Lancaster the previous week. Penrith's big defeat at Stockport last weekend gave Douglas some encouragement as they headed north, but that was quickly dispelled when the home side grabbed two quick tries to lead 12-0 after just 12 minutes. Nathan Gibson on debut pulled one back for Douglas, and Luke Highland's conversion reduced the deficit to 5 points. From that point on, however, it was one-way traffic, and Penrith ran in two more tries to lead 26-7 at half-time. The Cumbrians added a further four tries in the second half, and some stiff defending prevented Douglas from adding to their tally. Douglas's scheduled game this week against Broughton Park has been postponed, so they have a fortnight to lick their wounds before travelling to Bowden on the 25th of September. And Manx archers Leslie and Roger Slate have been putting in more top performances at the English Field Archery National Championships. It was their first time taking part in the tournament, which was held near Loughborough in Leicestershire. The event, which was held over 2 days, involved 28 targets each day with four arrows shot at each. Distances range from 7 yards to 80 yards. Leslie won the ladies' adult traditional recurve class and claimed a course record in the field round, which was a season-best score. Meanwhile, Roger took a well-earned second place in the veteran men's traditional recurve class.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Air's inbound 5:25 from Manchester came in 4 minutes early, and the next departure from Ronald's Way, the 6 o'clock patient transfer Logan Air to Liverpool, that comes back this evening at 5:08, but pretty slim pickings at Ronald's Way today. On the roads, in Doug, there's temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for services and sewer connection work for, well, until the 5th of November. Expect delays, because you'll get them. Between Douglas and Kewegg, temporary lights on the Old Castletown Road by Whitehoe, 24 hours a day. For some cabling, I think they're putting fibre in there. Expect delays in and out of Douglas. Temporary lights in Ballasalla on the main road for the new bypass. In Kirkmichael again, temporary lights for work on the pavements. Glen Road in Lax is closed for work on that new river wall. Snaefell Road is closed, and some parking suspension around Williston till the end of September. Paul Rose, guess what? The bridge still closed.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Keyside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
It all happens a week on Thursday. Manx Radio, we'll hear from all the candidates. And Luke Parker is one of the eight people contesting the constituency of Ramsey. The other candidates, Dr. Alex Allenson, Robert Cowell, Liberal Vannin's Laurie Hooper, Jonathan Kinraid, Simon Mann, Leonard Singer and Erica Spencer. Luke Parker's a former commissioner, born and bred in Ramsey. He runs a local business.
The biggest concern is still, unfortunately, COVID. And it has affected the manufacturing, the supply chain has massively been affected. Brexit has also caused issues, even for ourselves as small retail. It does affect us as well to import goods from Europe and further afield. These restrictions have slowed that process down and things like that to get access. So again, this is where government support schemes, thinking ahead, not just being reactive as in now, oh, my business is suffering, so here's some support. It's like, okay, these businesses will suffer.
So where's that finance coming from then? Where's that support going to be generated?
Support would be, obviously, if there's money within those departments within government to be able to meet those needs to retail. Also, I don't think...
You said if, then.
If, because that's a big question. I don't know if there is.
So if there isn't, how do we better these things?
Yeah, so if there isn't, then there are other means and ways that we could support businesses, advertising, making the general public aware that these shops exist by advertising and things. Now, I know that all comes at a cost, but if we can potentially work together as businesses and reduce those costs to a minimum to amplify our towns and other areas, I think that could be done at very, very minimal costing.
Is there something already in place in Ramsey where the businesses have got together and they work together, or is everyone just working independently?
Yeah,
of each other?
There is the Ramsey Chamber of Commerce where they all can meet together as a collective of businesses.
And do they?
As in meet all together?
Yeah.
I don't know recently.
Okay.
It's something that I used to be a part of.
Okay. And you're not because.
Over the last couple of years, just not been able to meet because of COVID and things, so that has drifted away somewhat. But as an active part of the community, the Chamber of Commerce has very much been there, and has driven a lot of drive within town. Things like Christmas events and other events within the town to amplify Ramsey as an independent shopping precinct.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio General Election mini-site at manxradio.com.
The union that represents school leaders on the Isle of Man has set out its want list ahead of a new government administration. This week, the NAHT has organised a series of education-focused hustings with candidates standing in the House of Keys election. President Tim Bowen's on the Isle of Man for his first visit alongside District Representative Rob Kelsall.
The top of the list really is around the investment that is going to be needed to the key areas that Bierman's report identified. At the moment, we seem to be in a situation where there's a willingness of the department to engage with a number of work streams, task and finish groups. There seems to be no investment being set aside to address some of those historical issues. The issue of schools' funding and resources for the children on the Isle of Man is the top of our list right now.
So what sort of percentage are schools down in the sort of cash you would like to see them have?
Well, of course, talking to the head teacher last night, who has got 300 plus children on roll, a number of children with complex learning needs, an absolute abject failure of support being given by the department to give those children and people the very best chance in life. So that for us is a key.
Tim Bowen, you're nodding your head there. You obviously are involved with people with needs, children with needs, etc. It's important the whole community is involved in schooling.
Indeed, it is. And for children with special educational needs, they obviously need a great deal more support in order to try and meet those needs. And what we're finding in schools everywhere is that with budgets being cut, support is far less than we would wish to see. And sometimes any additional funding we have for teaching assistants is taken away from supporting mainstream pupils in order to try and give some additional support to those pupils with special educational needs. And often there's far less support than there was in the past coming from the health services and the local authorities. So head teachers have to make very difficult decisions about resources that are going to impact on the quality of provision we can provide and want to provide for our pupils.
Everyone on the Isle of Man must do their bit to stop litter entering the marine environment. The view of the founder of Beach Buddies, who says the plight of the seal caught in rope has once again shone the spotlight on the issue. Bill Dell says people can and must do better.
The fishing industry, some of them, as with the members of the public, don't play the game. And I, you know, there are many cases, and there was some video last year of people throwing things over the side of boats, which they shouldn't be doing. It's all a matter of personal conscience. It's a bit like in society generally, 9 people out of 10 are decent people, and 1 out of 10 is an idiot. And sadly, that will apply in all walks of life. So we need maybe some legislation, but how on earth do you catch somebody for throwing a piece of rope over the side of a fishing boat? You know, they're miles out to sea. I've long said that it's a shame that we don't catch more people, even in the, you know, locally on the roads or in the parks, throwing rubbish and prosecute them to set an example. If that could be done with the fishing industry, then that would serve exactly the same purpose. But this really just emphasizes the sad results that happen through people just being just not caring and not doing the right thing that we all know is the right thing to do. We're very lucky to have so many wonderful volunteers here, you know, and that's not just the people who come out with us on a Sunday morning. You know, I know there are thousands of people out there who are not even a part of Beach Buddies who are out there picking up rubbish on the beaches. And thank goodness we've now got a reputation of having the cleanest beaches in the world. So we are doing our bit. So I suppose maybe we are saving the lives of animals. I think we are. But sadly, now and again, something like this happens with a beautiful animal, an innocent animal like a seal. And, you know, I just think, yeah, we all need to do better. Everybody needs to do better.
That's it for update tonight. By the way, if you're on the Douglas to Castletown, the new road tomorrow, watch out, upcoming work at Spring Valley Roundabout. We'll be starting tomorrow after that recent road traffic collision. They're rebuilding the face of the roundabout tomorrow. Take care from 9:30 tomorrow morning till about 3:30 in the afternoon. That's it for update. John Moss is back tomorrow night at 5:30.